B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 542. Welcome back, guys.
Haven't
seen you since July 3rd?
Yeah.
No, wasn't the 2nd.
No, it was the 2nd. It was
Thursday. Man, it seems like a long time ago.
What day is it now?
Today would be the 13th.
And it's a Monday, just so you know.
That's more what I was asking.
it's Monday. Man, how was vacation for everybody?
It was great because it was not a vacation. There was no place to go and nothing to do. But boy, boy. There's something to be said for just doing Zippo.
Hello.
Right?
I don't know who would fight retirement. Who would fight that?
Well,
man.
I mean, Mike, I was happy to get back to work.
Oh, sure. No, we're all glad to be here.
Yeah, right.
Boy.
I mean, I was like ready.
I mean, I spent mine with a 14-month-old, but you know, that was great.
Really?
Little Caroline and
She's
Nicole.
She's beautiful, by the way.
She's a gorgeous girl. Loves to sing. 7 o'clock every morning, loudly.
That's nice.
Oh my God, I got to watch Frozen a lot.
Oh yeah,
that's her favorite. Frozen.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, that's their loud singing in that too.
That was a lot of high notes.
Kids ever hear Adina don't really have a volume control.
No, it was wide open. But a lot of fun. Lots of fun.
That's nice.
It was, we couldn't go anywhere. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
We tried. You just can't go anywhere.
It's difficult. We tried one day, too, and we're like, nope, we're not doing that anymore.
No, you didn't do anything. Just stay in. Hunker down. Watch a lot of movies. Yep. Watch some I can recommend, and some I will recommend you don't watch.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that'll be coming along. Well, I mean, you know, I know you'll get into your you know, dirt. And
yeah, you got to throw some in there, please.
I'll throw some dirt in there.
All right.
Movies to watch, movies to avoid.
Yep.
Because that's all we're doing now, right?
It's true. Although you two both have pools.
Let me tell you.
How nice it is.
Best decision I made this year.
Wasn't it, Brian?
Yeah.
I never wanted a pool until this house. We're like, well, let's just once in our life have a pool.
And it's really working out for you.
We picked
your
the
timing
right time
is
to
excellent.
Get it. It is great.
We don't have a pool, but we have a neighbor with a pool.
Then you're in.
That's
you
good.
Got the best. You don't have to shock it.
No, I don't. I shock it, though.
Yeah,
that
you
pool
do.
Sees me coming, and it's like, whoa!
Boy.
Hello! All right. So we'll knock the rust off here. Boom. So bear with us. It's been a minute, as the kids say. Scattered showers today, and a high of 84. Man, it's been muggy. Right? Do you like that?
Oh, it's awesome.
Isn't
when you have
great?
No screens and no air conditioning.
But you have a friend with a pool, so you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Down to 67 tonight. Wait till you see what happens Friday. We're going to hit 90 and stay there for about 5 days.
Five days.
Official heat wave's 3 days, so it could be a double heat wave.
Okay.
I'm coining that phrase myself.
Nice to have a pool.
Yep. During a double heat wave.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Plus, we're still giving away a shot at $1 million. We're going to cheat a little bit today. We're going to give you some, you know, samplers.
Oh,
so
good.
We'll play it so you'll have an unfair advantage when we play at 8 o'clock.
Great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, we are.
No
we are,
other DJ can do that.
Yes, unfair advantages.
Yep.
That's our game.
Nope. Julie can't do it.
Nope.
J-Bo can't do it, but we can. So we're going to give you a little cheating advance. You'll hear it, and maybe you too will have a shot at that. How much?
$1 million.
Still got it.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's brought to you by ExpressPros.com. Looking for an easier way to find your next job? It's time to get to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com. All right, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, a woman wanted to see her husband in a nursing home during COVID-19 and was not able to. Well, she figured out a way.
Did she?
This is amazing.
That's great. Okay. Brian Bell.
Well, I know where Martha Stewart gets her lobster rolls.
Oh, really?
When she's not making them at home.
Wow. And it's not that far, is it?
A little trip to Maine.
Okay, that's it. And coming up, I'll tell you why you need to eat your meat. Okay?
Okay.
Eat the meat this summer. It's good for you.
Yeah, you like work for the meat council.
Well, I have all these vegans and vegetarians in my life.
Just push them back.
I got to always, you know, equipped with a good argument as to why dad still eats meat.
Okay.
I'll tell you why coming up.
All right, so Mary Daniel, she's from Jacksonville, Florida. She's been married for 24 years. Her husband, Steve, has Alzheimer's, and he has been in a nursing home. And she spent 114 days visiting Steve through the window because they didn't allow visitors, and they still don't, since mid-March. Well, she missed him, and she really wanted to spend some face-to-face time with him. So she got a job at the nursing home washing dishes twice a week. And then gets to spend the evening with him after her shift there.
Wow.
And, like, it's legit. She had to go through, like, COVID testing, 20 mm-hmm. hours of video training, including infectious diseases. It's 100% legit. And now she gets to go in his room twice a week. And is helping. It's like helping out the nursing home, too. So that is just above and beyond.
Yeah, because she just didn't complain about it.
No, exactly. She did something.
Right.
And now
she gets
to see him, and that's total love.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to you, Bob Bronson and Brian Bell. She's
making some money, so that's good.
Oh,
all right.
Nice.
So.
All right, Brian, bring it home.
A coin in the pocket.
Wow.
All right. Now, I know, Bob, you're always looking for a good lobster roll.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart, I mean, she knows the finer things, right?
Yeah, she does.
Well, she has a little summer place up in Maine. And last week I saw this and made a note of it. She went to Bob's Clam Hut in Kittery, Maine.
Wow.
It's
Route 1?
Named Bob, right on Route 1 in Kittery.
Jeez.
The guy who runs it is named Bob Kraft. Different guy, though.
Okay.
But they posted a nice picture, Martha and her dog. She went and got a lobster roll. And she's written about this place before because it's up near her place, near her summer home. She said she goes there for the seafood combination platters, clam strips, oysters, shrimp, and calamari. They opened in 56.
Wow.
Before Route 1 became so busy.
Nope,
that's why Martha still likes it. It's just a little clam hut.
Observation here.
Yeah?
Why can't she find a man? If she wants to go get, clam shack.
Wait a minute. You've been gone for a week.
Lobster roll.
Why does she need a man?
She's always saying she can't find a guy. It's not me.
It's not you. You're just repeating it.
I mean, listen to her. She's going for the seafood platter?
Yeah, yeah.
With a lobster roll?
Lobster roll? Sure.
That's
like, she's just a big eater,
yes!
So why can't she find a man?
Yeah,
maybe that's why.
Hold off on the tartar sauce.
Right. She can really eat a seafood platter.
That's great. I know what our first date's going to be.
Oh, my God.
We're going to Bob's.
Love a woman with an appetite.
That's right. We're going to Bob's. All righty. That was a good tip, Brian. Thank you. I got none of it for you. Meat eating boosts muscle health better than plant-based diet as we age, a new study says.
Really?
Yep. They say a meat diet is better for your muscle health compared to plant-based proteins. So as you age, you need that muscle structure, right, as you get older. So plant-based proteins will not boost muscle strength as much as eating meat as we get older. Researchers found animal protein more effective than plant protein in preventing muscles wasting away.
What's the strangest meat you've ever eaten?
Will you ever have a blood sausage?
Oh, yeah, that's like an English
had
thing.
That. Rocky Mountain oysters.
You've had those?
Yes.
Whoa.
Emu. About emu.
I haven't had emu.
I've had emu.
You had emu?
Pretty good.
And venison's good, except I have to get past
dry.
The Bambi thing.
Yeah, a little
bear meat, very smelly.
No.
Yeah.
Really? You've had bear meat?
I have.
I've had bear burger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. Great.
Yeah.
Not great. Okay.
Well, the
bears are happy.
Good news for the bears.
Yeah.
It tastes fishy. They eat a lot of fish.
Yeah, that's salmon.
Yeah, there you go. All right. That's cool.
Good
625. Yeah, it is. It's a little fishy. This bear tastes fishy to you. Right. Oh, fun. Okay. Billy Joel was in Long Island a couple of weeks ago, and he spotted a piano that somebody had tossed on the side of the road. They were just wanting to get rid of it.
So Hamptons.
He stops on his motorcycle, pulls over, and just starts playing the piano. And a crowd kind of showed up around
hands.
Him. I don't think he did.
Oh.
I don't think he did.
I mean, jeez.
Anyway, isn't that a great story?
It is a great story. I immediately went playing.
Yeah,
whatever. Tis the season.
So if you just find a strange guy playing your piano on the side of the road.
Could be Billy Joel.
Could be Billy. Well, you...
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. So when we left here... The day before, was it July 3rd we were here or the 2nd?
The 2nd.
Okay. So when we left, we were playing the Million Dollar Song Scramble. And please, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I will.
Okay. when we left, I think we had at least three of or four of the five songs in Song Scramble number three.
We had four of the five songs.
It took all last week to finally crack it, and somebody at 5 o'clock with J-Bo Jones got the fifth song.
Wow.
In case you missed it, it was More Than Words, right?
Yep.
By Extreme.
Ooh. Yes, a local band.
We went local. Yep. That was tough.
That was a really hard one.
All right, so we're moving on. So nobody else will do this for you. We're the only ones who've been granted permission to sneak peek the scramble. This is Song Scramble number 4. So coming up at 7:55, we'll give you a first chance to crack it. But we're going to give you a little sample. Here it is. Okay?
Mm.
A lot of vocals in this one. Mm-hmm. A lot of vocals. Mm-hmm. One more time. You think you got it? Okay, here it is. All right.
Ooh, that's so fast.
That's fast. Oh, but it's worth $1,000 if you get them all right. First shot, 7:55, and you're running for how much?
$1 million.
Man, I missed that.
Right?
Missed that. $1 million. All right, what's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Oh, my God. I leave these celebrities alone for a whole week, and it's chaos.
It is.
We have some sad stuff going on.
What?
But we also have to break down the Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith entanglement stuff, because I am here for that content.
All right.
Okay.
And you'll untangle the tanglement.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wow, wow, wow. It's been a long time since we did the laundry.
I know.
It's piling,
piled up.
Mm. And we have just the person for the job.
All right. I got to get to the Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith red table talk that was possibly the most uncomfortable situation ever for a Hollywood couple to talk about infidelity live and in person. Ew.
Uncomfortable.
I know. But first, breaking news and sad news. Kelly Preston, wife of John Travolta, died of breast cancer yesterday. You know, I follow them on Instagram, him on Instagram, and she looked unwell in, like, the last picture. I was like, oh, something must be going on with her. But she had a 2-year private battle with breast cancer. She was 57 years old. She kept it all a secret. And... John Travolta said, Kelly's love and life will always be remembered. I'll be taking some time to be there for my children who have lost their mother, so forgive me in advance if you don't hear from us for a while. Kelly survived by John, their 20-year-old daughter Ella, and their 9-year-old son Benjamin. Their oldest son, Jet, who had autism, died in 2009 at the age of 16 after a seizure in the Bahamas. It's just so, so sad. I mean, she was in Twins, Jerry Maguire, For the Love of the Game, The Cat in the Hat. She was just in Gaudy, where she played Victoria Gaudy. She was in my brother's favorite 80s movie called Mischief.
That's the one with Michael...
Yes.
Hall, what's his name? Michael Anthony Hall.
No.
Anthony Michael
Hall. He looks like him. He's just a little... He's a little blonde guy.
Yeah.
And she... Yeah.
I'm looking at it now.
Mischief.
Ah,
Look it up, everybody. 1985.
Doug McKeon.
Yes, Doug McKeon. Remember him?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was so cute.
Yes. She was still cute at 57. My goodness.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's really sad. So I'm really upset about for the family. And the kids, they're so young, too. All right. Yeah. Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. My goodness. You leave celebrity couple alone for a little bit and look what happens. Jada addressed her entanglement with August Alsina on the latest episode of Red Table Talk, and we have all the details.
Entanglement, because, mm-hmm. That's what she calls it, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she talks about how they had a rough patch in their marriage where they ultimately broke up for some time. And then she said that she was entangled with this young guy named August.
Did you say what they had entangled?
I don't know. She didn't get specific. But Will didn't give permission for Jada's entanglement. Here's what they had to say about this.
And then what did you do, Jada?
Well, you know, I think from there, you know, as time went on, I got into a different kind of entanglement with August. And one thing I want to get clear about and clean up, one of the things that was kind of swirling in the press about you giving permission, which is, you know, the only person that can give permission in that particular circumstance is myself.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. So wow. She's...
What a loving couple.
Then he said, made her clarify that entanglement. And here's this.
I think you need to say clearly what happened.
As far as what?
You and I decided we were going to take our space and what happened.
Yeah. And then I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
A relationship.
Yes. It was a relationship. Absolutely.
Wow. And then they go on and talk about marriage and all that good stuff.
Why are these people
It ain't for
married?
The weak at heart.
Yeah.
There's just certain things that you have to go through. And it's like...
And I wish, you know, I wish that wasn't the case. I do.
I sure wish it could be all magic and mirror.
Wow. Why are they married, these two?
Well, I think they like each other. I mean, I don't know. So I don't understand relationships. I don't even begin to. I mean, if you're like...
Entanglement? Hey, honey. An entanglement.
They went through a bad patch and they broke up. Mm. I mean, this happens to a lot of couples.
Yeah.
It's just not... I'm not playing that tape on the radio because they're regular people
right.
And they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, let's not mention the fact that you had a little bit of a thing with somebody and that we had to
he
get
sounds
through
cool
it.
With it.
He doesn't
like,
sound cool with it. He doesn't sound
so.
Cool with
really?
It.
Really?
I didn't get that vibe
no.
either.
I
think he's embarrassed that this came out. Uh-huh. I think he's been ticked off at her.
He's laughing, though.
But no, he's laughing in that way that you laugh.
Oh,
sometimes I laugh that way, Bob.
Nice
you don't
to
get
know.
It?
Yeah. I was like,
oh, an entanglement, huh?
Yeah. I see. Oh, that's interesting. What did you entangle? Blah, blah, blah. He's not happy.
Wow. Is it untangled now, though?
Well, I think the thing is,
strictly
especially
speaking,
when you are a powerful person, whether or not it's, you know, in business or a movie
Is she
star.
Still seeing this guy?
No, she is not.
Okay.
They have cut off all ties.
All
it was
right.
a blip in their We're marriage. They've been married for 25 years.
Yeah.
I'm just happy it happened because I have something to talk about.
Okay, right. Well, you know, thank you, Will and Jada.
Any
for,
other thoughts about
for
that?
For entangling.
Any entangling?
No, to me, it's just, why bother at that point? If you're sitting there openly discussing your
people
affair.
People are different.
Yeah, they
It's
are.
Not my jam. I'd be it's like, entangle this, buddy.
Exactly.
I'll see you later.
Right. Oh, you're going to go untangle something.
Yeah, right.
Probably,
exactly.
I would think. All right. Good dirt. There you go.
Thanks. No problem.
Hey, scattered thunderstorms today. We could definitely use those. And a few clouds. 67 tonight. It was muggy this morning.
Ugh.
75 right now. And we have traffic.
I know.
Kind of good, I guess.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
In sports, even without fans, the roar of the crowd can be heard at Fenway Park. The Red Sox have been experimenting with piped-in crowd noise to make it feel like there are fans in the stands. Weather today...
When do they start? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's sports, Bob.
That was good. No.
Ask Brian.
Yeah. Brian, when did the Sox
Like July 23rd or something,
that sounds
right?
Sounds about right.
I feel like that's it.
My mother-in-law, Bev, asked that.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yeah. Okay. All right. They play Friday, the 24th.
Oh, see?
Against the team from Baltimore.
Oh.
Exactly.
Hairspray?
The Oaks.
No, okay.
Yeah, you got it right.
Musical. Yeah, no, I don't really. It's nice that a lot of people who read the news and, like,
yeah.
respected reporters answer questions like, with, let me check on that for you, or whatever. Yeah. For me, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. Google it. Shut up. Leave me alone.
There's some of the stories we're working on,
yeah,
Bob.
Exactly. Yes.
Film at 11.
Right?
Stay tuned.
I used to be a pro.
All right. I will tell you, the Boston Red Stockings will play the Baltimore
Orioles.
That's Friday the 24th at 7:30.
At night?
Yeah, at night.
Okay.
I could be.
Just
I don't
checking.
I'll go order.
With the ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And your day with J-Bo Jones. And 90 minutes commercial free starting at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:14. Not a beach day. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning becoming more widespread this afternoon. Might have some, gusty winds.
I knew that like this morning because it was a red sky.
Red sky
in
the
morning. That's my only meteorological information in my head, which is red sky at night, sailors alight, red sky in the morning, sailors take warning.
Sailors take warning.
And I have never been on a sailboat. Well, actually once.
Take warning. Here comes LBF.
A sailor somewhere told you that along the way, I guess.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wasn't on a boat. Anywho.
I will stop right there. We don't know what you were on. We don't want to talk about that. A few clouds, 67 tonight. Cloudy, more thunderstorms tomorrow, high 78. Again, not a beach day, but this later in the week, Friday, for 5 days. I think it's almost 5 days of 90-degree heat. Could be a double heat wave.
Is it a dry heat?
It's going to be a humid heat,
oh.
A wet heat.
Oh, good.
The That's dreaded fine. Wet heat.
It's fine.
So we were all on vacation last week, and I tried to go to the beach a couple times. So Thursday, we first go online. North Shore, check things out. We see that the first beach we want to go to is $50 ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Wingershiek.
Yep.
And it must be very chic at Wingershiek.
Well, it's a part of the trustees, I think. You have to pay to go. Yeah.
You got to get your tickets online.
Yep.
They were already sold out at $50.
Yes. Yep.
So we thought, let's try Cranes.
That's another one.
Another one. Sold out.
Yep.
Couldn't get on it. Then we drive up to Good Harbor. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get on that one. So we bailed after three beaches, North Shore, and decided to have lunch in Rockport. And, hey, all that money that we'd gone to parking,
yeah,
we had a few nice summer cocktails.
That's like that's how I like my beach.
How's
from
that?
The vantage point of a bar or restaurant where
we started thinking the same way.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is it worth it? Because you gotta pay to park, $30.
Yeah.
Then you gotta lug
all your stuff
to the beach.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the beach experience, Bob.
Greenheads.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's anyway. A lot. It's getting to the beach in Massachusetts is not easy. They're all private, or the parking is extraordinarily expensive, or you can't find parking.
$50 for Wingershiek, unless you're a resident. Come on.
My favorite beach is this beach down in Harwich or something, where you go. And you have to stay at this place, but then they set up all your stuff for you, like the umbrellas and the chairs, and then they bring you food.
That's
and
a resort.
That's my favorite beach.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. My kids have that set up, actually.
Do they? Oh, they do.
They have somebody that sets up all the stuff, brings them sandwiches.
I never grew out of it.
That's great.
That's the only kind of beach.
Is it really sandals? Great. I mean, it's a resort.
No, it's called the Mansion at Ocean's Edge.
Okay.
I went once.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still paying for it.
Yeah.
But oh my God, it was the best experience of my life.
Wow.
I'm like, this is how we beach.
This is it.
Yeah,
to lug the cooler.
No.
And
there's like a young man being like, where can I put this umbrella for you? And you can like be like 50 yards down, sir. It's amazing.
Well, Brian's got a 6 and a 10-year-old, so you're lugging everything.
We haven't been to the beach yet this year, but we're
a pool now.
We've been
pool people now.
Staying in the backyard. But even there's a cooler full of drinks for them. Because heaven forbid they get thirsty. But the beach that we used to go to, we haven't been to yet this year. You had to get in like early in the season to get a permit for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the permit was like $250 for the season. But I found out that the parking ticket, if you don't have a permit, is only $50.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure if we go less than five times, it's a wash.
But they won't tow the car?
No, no.
Oh, just a $50
ticket.
What you gotta do is you gotta find a friend who has a place on the beach.
Yes.
And see if you can park
That's the ticket.
You know who does that?
Who?
My sister.
She has friends at the beach?
She has a friend who has a house on the beach, and she goes down and she parks there. And then
when we lived in New Jersey, on the air, we talked about this. And this is not why I'm doing it now.
Oh, but
I'm not looking for a friend.
I think I like the way you're going here,
okay.
Bob.
So we had a listener who lived on Avon by the Sea.
Oh, my God. Right next to Spring Lake. One of the most beautiful places
Bob,
in the world.
Anytime you want to come, you can just use my driveway.
So
okay. We had a hack.
Yeah.
So
if anybody wants me to
listening.
Park in their
yes.
driveway, pretend somebody's
home. Oh, we'll
home.
Pay.
Yeah.
What?
Gladly.
Really?
Wink, wink.
ROR t-shirt or something.
Yeah, at least.
I know. We'll entertain you.
This turned into an incredibly shameless.
Yeah, I think it did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
Do you like it?
Yes. I'm trying to think of the beaches I want to go to.
This woman was so nice.
I like anything down on the South Shore. Marshfield Beach, near that? That's lovely.
So what are we asking for? Beach rights, parking.
Beach rights, parking. Like, just park at my house. No problem.
That'd be great.
Right.
Friends with benefits.
And if you have, like, an outdoor guest house, that's actually even better.
Right. If you'll set up LBF's umbrella, that'd be great.
Yeah, exactly. If you have some sort of beach boy.
Anyway, so
hello, sir.
Wow,
I'd love.
God. I'm not, took a turn. I'm not that needy. I'm just, you know.
Yes,
can
but
I?
I'm
just,
more fun, Bob.
Yes, you are. You want to pull my car in and not pay $50 just to leave 2 hours later after.
The phone number again?
888-410-1057. We are shameless. Shameless.
I like it, though.
It'll be fun to see what happens.
I know, to see if anybody likes it.
Nothing probably will happen. Right. Right. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. Don't forget the Summer of Nonstop Music. That is at 9:15. Where we go 3 hours without stopping the music. That's pretty
that's
cool.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's fun.
Only time we do stop is to give you a chance to win, $1,000 with a song scramble, which we'll do at 7:55. Then again at 10 o'clock, Julie D will give you a chance to play. Also, we do it again at 1, 4, and 5
and
to
then
unscramble
if you get,
it.
If you unscramble it, you're qualified to win big prize.
A million bucks.
That's
could
crazy.
Happen. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yep.
Okay, so that's your first shot at 7:55. How's the backyard coming, Brian Bell?
I have a backyard, too. I'm just not as fancy as Mr. Backyard Boy.
Well, all I did was work in my backyard.
That's all he's doing.
That was my vacation.
Yeah, so you're putting a shower up?
I'm building an outdoor shower.
Too bad for you.
I'm trying to... Why?
Because we're giving one away.
What?
A backyard shower.
Are you kidding me?
We are.
Yes, we are doing
a
backyard upgrade. If you have a lousy backyard, and who doesn't these days, just take a picture of it. It's your grass is dead, right? It's
no
just
pool.
Brutal. No pool. But we're here to help. We can make your backyard look pretty awesome with our backyard upgrade. Here's what you're going to get for submitting a picture of your
idiot's backyard.
That's a good way of putting it.
All right.
Where are we going to get the winner?
You're going to get an HRX push mower from Harvard Outdoor Power Equipment and Honda Power Equipment.
That's
a
cool.
A set of custom cornhole boards from Wicked Cornhole.
Oh, I love those guys.
I know. Mm-hmm. A $1,100 gift card from Cape Cod Shower Kits.
Brian, you just built your own.
I'm currently building one.
A $400 gift card from Plymouth Quarries. Mm-hmm. Some, your rocks and fun stuff.
Yeah.
And a $250 gift card from Russell's Garden Center in Wayland. That's awesome.
That's a nice thing.
You can really upgrade.
Yep.
Oh, God, and I see some pictures of some hideous backyards. Well done, people.
So people are submitting them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's pretty wow.
Ooh, that one's terrible. Oh, that one's too nice.
Seeing a lot of gold grass.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. So if you have a backyard that needs an upgrade, all you got to do is send us a picture. Go to WROR.com. Now, the contests on the left side, click contest.
Yes, click on contest right there.
You'll see backyard upgrade. You got until 7:26 to do it. So a couple of weeks.
Like not today, not right now.
I mean, it's 7:29 right now.
Oh,
so.
Bummer. No.
July 26th.
Oh, July 26th.
Speak to us in normal things.
Wow.
Like months.
I just saw it on the website, 7:26.
Okay, 7:26, yeah.
Yeah, you got till July.
Too late, everybody.
Oh, sorry.
See you later.
Anywho, it's fun. Just take a picture. Go to WROR.com.
Great.
Submit it. by 7/26, July 26th. All right, dirty laundry. It's piling up.
It is piling up. We have some really sad news from John Travolta, but also really sad news from the Elvis Presley family.
And it's tragic.
It's really tragic. Also, we have some pretty interesting news from Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. That's weird.
That's coming up.
Boy, oh boy.
Like I always said, the ultimate breakup. Don't you think?
Yeah. I was like Debbie Gibson's Lost in Your Eyes, but that's just me. Or Foolish Beat, actually.
Foolish Beat.
Yeah, that was one of my faves.
Oh, give me a lyric. I forgot.
Ah, jeez.
Foolish Beat.
Just a Foolish Beat of my heart.
Oh, okay.
I can't start singing it right now.
I'm going to stick with Journey. If you're going to dump me with Journey.
Okay, no problem.
Separate ways. All right. Back to business. The laundry is piling up. It's been a couple of weeks since we've done the laundry, LBF.
All right, before we get to the Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith, Red Table Talk, where she admits to having an affair, or she calls it an entanglement, with a young 20-something while she was still married to Will Smith, and his reaction, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Let's get to, I'm going to clear up the little sad stuff. Kelly Preston, wife of John Travolta, died of breast cancer yesterday. No one really even knew her family knew she was sick, but nobody in the public knew she was sick. She had been fighting breast cancer for 2 years. She was 57 years old. She had a 20-year-old daughter, Ella, 9-year-old son, Benjamin, with John Travolta. Their son, Jet, died in 2009 at the age of 16. He had a seizure. He had autism. They were in the Bahamas. Really sad. Otherwise, though, pretty successful career in film. She dated Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
Before, she met John Travolta. In fact, Charlie Sheen had shot her in the arm during some drug-fueled
thing. Are you serious?
Yeah. Jeez. She didn't talk about it much, but anyway. But the rest of her life was nice. She was in Jerry Maguire. She was in my brother's favorite 80s film, 1985's Mischief.
Gee, why does he like that?
I don't know,
particular?
Bob. Why do you like it? Animals. Well, she was in Twins, for the love of the game.
It's a throwback.
You know,
it's great.
Seemingly very lovely mom and really sad
so
and very surprising.
Too. Very pretty woman.
Mm. Well, she was that perfect little 80s girl with perfect hair.
Yep.
Anyway, all right, and then the other sad news, Lisa Marie Presley's son, Elvis Presley's only grandson, Benjamin Keough, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound this weekend. He was 27.
He looked a little bit, you saw
he looked a lot
Elvis.
Like his grandfather.
He did. Mm-hmm.
It was 43 years almost exactly from the day that Elvis Presley died.
Yeah.
At the
Do
age
they know
of 42.
Why?
Died by suicide.
Yeah. Gunshot.
I mean, I don't know what was going on with him. He had a pretty decent music career. He had a record deal back in 2009.
That's right.
But, you know, I mean, that family's complicated. So it's really sad. And I think it's sad, too, but Elvis Presley, obviously, the king and his only grandson. And
you must have some uplifting dirt.
I do. All right.
Must
it's
be
about
something.
The breakup of a marriage.
Great. Okay, good. Yeah, that's right, what
listen,
I was thinking.
Okay.
You know,
so really anyway, this is just interesting. Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith have had this Hollywood marriage where everyone's like, it's wonderful. They've been together for 25 years. It's great. It's what you look, you know, you sort of look up to. Well, there are little bumps in the road. And this is, and Jada Pinkett Smith has a show on Facebook called The Red Table. And she sat Will down to talk about her entanglement with a 20-something year old guy named August. And what happened in their marriage. So here's what she had to say.
You and I were going through a very difficult time.
Yeah.
And we decided.
I was done with y'all.
You kicked
Whoa.
Me to the
curb. I was done with you.
Yeah.
We marriages have that, though. Yeah, marriages have that.
Yeah, we basically, we broke up.
We decided that we were going to separate for a period of time and you go figure out how to make yourself happy. And I'll figure out how to make myself happy.
Well, at that particular point in time, it was indefinite.
Yeah. I really felt like we could be over.
We were over.
Jeez,
and then
man.
She started
just
something.
Laying it all out there.
And it was called an entanglement.
That's
and
what
Will
she
was
calls
like,
it.
What?
Celebrities come up with such great
I
words.
I think
for that.
You need to say clearly what happened.
As far as what?
You and I decided we were going to take our space and what happened.
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes. Yes.
A relationship.
Yes, it was a relationship. Absolutely.
Oh, God. And then finally they end with this.
That's like the Will Smith, we were on a break.
Yes, exactly. And then they end with this.
You expect to be with somebody for a lifetime.
25 years and counting.
We ride together.
We die together. Bad marriage for life.
Wow.
A little play on Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all very uncomfortable, Will and Jada. It's all you're making the kids nervous.
Yeah. So for folks who don't know who August is, he's a rapper, young
guy.
Yeah,
he was a musician. It's like he's just an asterisk in the story, really.
Well, be careful. Careful.
But he was young. He was young. He was in his early 20s, and Jada's in her late 40s. And
August.
Hells, I know I yell at men for doing it, but whatever, Jada.
Hey.
It's all really
May, December, and August.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's good dad joke.
Now, that's funny.
May, December, August.
And August.
That was good.
Yeah.
Let's end it on a good note.
That was a good note.
Yeah. No.
Just ask Jada.
Did you see, Dr. Fauci?
Yes.
Has a horse named after him?
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And, I think.
Well, it was fun. Check this out.
They are at the post, and they're off. Habitus was off a step slowly. Fauci, the leader at the eighth pole. And here comes United and Resolute from the outside. Fauci with the lead. United and Resolute striding forward. But Fauci has the advantage. United and Resolute still second. Down to the line. Fauci to win it.
Fauci to win it.
That's just with no crowd, no nothing.
But he had a mask, of course.
I know, but wait.
Yeah,
the thing is that, I mean, that's great. And that's real.
Yeah.
But they need, like, some sound editing.
It was boring,
get some
wasn't
stuff
it?
In
I know,
there.
It wasn't exactly.
Couldn't even hear the horse.
You know.
Like, even in, like, 40s radio used to do that with, like, the clop, clop, clop and stuff. And, yeah, you know, get
that. Get some coconut.
Exactly.
And Fauci wins.
Yeah, boy.
That's fine. Hey,
way
coming
to
up.
Mail it in, buddy.
Somebody's got a shot. It's the million dollar playlist coming up.
80s and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today from Holliston, Massachusetts. It's Julie. Good morning, Julie.
Oh, good morning.
Julie, tell us about yourself, if you don't mind. Kind of like, you know, on the Wheel of Fortune when Pat says, tell us about yourself and who's in the audience. Go ahead.
I'm living in the town that I went to high school in, and got a really neat little kid, and I work in assisted living. That's pretty much it.
That's cool. Pretty good.
I live in the town I went to high school in. It's nice. You know all the cops.
And it's,
you either ran for them or dated them.
It's not nice because you know all the cops. All right, it can go either way. Julie, you want to play Super Smart?
Absolutely.
Okay, you get all these right, we're going to give you $1,000, okay? If you're not sure about any of these questions, say pass. If we have time, we'll get right back to it. Here we go.
What do you do at a green light?
You go.
What is the name for a baby crocodile?
Pass.
Forrest Gump said life is like what?
A box of chocolates.
Aviophobia is the fear of what?
Pass.
What TV show did Frasier spin off from?
Years.
How many suspects are there in the game of Clue?
Eight.
Which sci-fi movie introduced HAL 9000?
AI.
What 80s band sings Roxanne?
The Police.
Who starred alongside John Travolta in Grease?
Olivia Newton-John.
What bird has the biggest wingspan?
Condor.
What is the name for a baby crocodile?
A baby crocodile?
Aviophobia is the fear of what?
Balloons.
Okay, well, at the buzzer. I liked your guesses. You got they were fun.
They were fun. I like a baby crocodile's a baby crocodile.
You never know. I do have tricky answers sometimes.
But you got five right.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
You're half right today, Julie.
For a Monday morning, well done.
What did we miss?
Baby crocodile is a crocklet.
Oh, life is like a box of crocodiles.
Aviophobia is the fear of flying. There are six suspects in the game of Clue.
Oh, yeah.
The sci-fi movie that introduced HAL 9000 was 2001, A Space Odyssey. You're a little young for that. And then the bird that has the biggest wingspan, an albatross.
Yeah.
Who knew, right?
I mean, I was just trying to think of a big bird. And
well, Condor did it.
You came
I wouldn't
out
even
with one.
That.
Yeah. Julie, good job. I mean, that's tough. You know, it's Monday. LBF's been on vacation. She's had nothing to do but come up with
very difficult questions.
Crocklets.
I mean,
oh, a box of crocklets. That's funny. A box of crocklets, Brian. All right. Julie, nobody leaves empty-handed. So how about a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card? You said you have a youngster at home, right?
Yep. She's 6 years old.
Well, there you go. Apex Entertainment in Marlboro is open now. And if you visit within the next 2 weeks, you can spin the Apex wheel for a chance to win tons of prizes.
Wow.
It's like Wheel of Fortune.
Right. Look, it all comes back to Bob's love of game shows.
Tell them about yourself. Hey, I'm Julie. I'm a homemaker from beautiful Holliston.
I love Family Feud because you get to kiss all the ladies.
Oh, my That's God. Right. Julie, thanks for playing. Sorry you're creeped out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, listen.
It started long before I said that.
Enjoy Apex, okay?
All right, thank you so
there
much.
There you have it. If you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, what must you do, LBF?
You just have to go to WRR.com and register. And while you're there, you can play the game that we just played and answer all the questions right because you already heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And then wow your friends with your smartness.
It's multiple choice.
It is.
All right, very good.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 8:28, LBF. What do you have? What's cool?
I have a love story for the ages about some woman, a wife who wanted to see her husband in a nursing home and found a way to do it.
Yeah, it's a great story.
I love
Definitely.
It.
Definitely. Like her style. Where do you hear that? All right, Brian Bell.
The tops at the box office. It's another classic, and this is a great one.
It's so weird. We're living literally back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right?
Fine.
I
got the hair for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have three daughters. One is a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
One's a vegetarian. And one, what do you call a person who, she's keto, but only with chicken.
Pain in the butt.
Yes. That's who she is. Right. So I'm telling him, have some meat, and I'll tell you exactly why. A new study suggests that vegetarians and vegans might need to add some meat.
Okay.
To their diet. Pain in the butt.
Yep. All right. So obviously with COVID-19, nursing homes, they're at great risk. So a lot of people have been visiting their loved ones at the window side.
Mm.
And, you know, there's no touch, there's no nothing. And that's really, really sad for people who've been married a long time, especially for Mary Daniel from Jacksonville, Florida, who spent 114 days visiting her husband, Steve, who has Alzheimer's, through the window at his nursing home. No visitors allowed since mid-March. Well, she's like, I have an idea. How about if I work there? If I volunteer there or work there or whatever? She got a job washing dishes twice a week. And then gets to spend the evening with him after her shift there. She went through all the training, all the COVID testing, all the stuff. And so now she washes dishes there.
That
I think
is
it's like
sweet.
A 2-hour shift.
Isn't that nice?
And then she goes and she, you know, sees him and he can sort of, you know, because of the memory issue, he can see her better and there's like contact and
because,
it's the nicest thing.
Because absence doesn't, with Alzheimer's, I'd imagine that does not go well.
Because if he doesn't see her on a regular basis.
But she got, you know what, so it's a win-win.
She solved the problem instead of complaining.
I could see you doing that.
No.
In the same situation.
Really? I'm usually just a complainer.
You just stand outside the window. Hey, Dave.
Also, I don't do dishes.
Well, what was I thinking? Just the laundry. Okay, Brian Bell.
All right. Well, you know, I think if one of the good things coming out of this whole mess, drive-ins are back. Mm. I went to the drive-in over the break, and it was fun. And this past weekend,
what'd you see?
We saw Back to the Future down in Marshfield.
Fun.
It was great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of the movies that they've been showing, you know, they're all classics. Ghostbusters, Jaws, Jurassic Park. And the new number one for this past weekend, if you would hit that green button there,
oh
Bob.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
Tops the box office for the first time since 1997 when they did the reissue.
Oh.
Because this is the one that came out. It's the second of the originals, remember?
So
episode five.
Okay, so not Star Wars, The Empire.
The one right
number
after.
Three.
Number two.
Was?
Yeah.
The one where Han's
Empire Strikes Back.
End, right?
Oh, yeah. What was number three?
Return that was of Return of the Jedi.
Ah, I got it.
You
so
know,
because two.
Yeah, back and forth there. So yeah. It was, when it was released in 1980, it was the number one movie for 8 weeks.
It was a big deal. Remember it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Wow.
Now it's back, and you can watch it at the drive-in.
That's kind of fun.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw Back to the Future, too, because that's literally what you're doing. It's Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Drive-in movies.
Classics out there.
They're opening up the one in Yarmouth.
So you back
down
in,
the Cape
right?
Just open.
You back in your car.
We have the SUV, so we popped the back.
Nice.
I had some, you know, like beanbag chairs for the kids. We sat in chairs outside of the car.
Oh, that's
it was
nice.
Great.
Good. Did you bring your own popcorn or did you buy there?
We bought it there.
Did
nice
you
guy.
Really?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. No snacks
smuggling. The one at the Marshfield Fair, they have fair food. They had deep fried Oreos.
What?
I mean, it was, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now we're in.
That's a horse of a different color.
Cotton candy, all that stuff. It was good.
All right. So, so I have three daughters, and one's keto, one's vegan, one's vegetarian.
What's a dad to do?
I eat the meat. Meat eating boosts muscle health, according to a new study. How about that? So, vegans later in life are not getting enough protein. Because no matter how many vegetables and, you know, with proteins you eat, it's not going to help you with your muscle mass, which you lose later in life.
Yeah. How old are your daughters? In their 20s?
Yeah.
Okay. They're not thinking about muscle mass later in life.
No.
I mean, you might be, but good luck selling that.
All right, fine. So, have your meat.
Okay.
For later in life.
Yeah.
Your muscle
Girls,
mass.
Your muscle mass when you're my age. They're like, yeah, that's right. We're
I
never going to get there.
All right, fine. I'll eat the steak.
Yeah, why are you doing that? More for you.
Well, that's true.
Right.
I didn't think of it that
sure
way. Oh, my son-in-law, Greg,
full
came over.
Yes.
And he made ribs. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I thought these things, they went on a, it was like they went to a spa. the night before, he oiled them down.
Jeez.
A nice dry rub.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Marinate.
Yeah.
Another rub in the morning. It was so good.
Wow.
But,
I mean, you really
right.
liked your son-in-law.
But, no, that was, and the meat
fell
off.
And he's a big, strong guy. His muscle
guy.
Mass is
It was really good.
I
yeah.
Think.
I would tell him, hey, less meat. Okay, how about want some for the rest of us? A little Festivus for the rest
of
us.
Oh, my God.
All right, have your meat. 8:34. So we didn't have a winner with our million-dollar playlist, but we're going to give you another chance. 10 o'clock, Julie D is going to let you crack the code. You get all five right.
$1,000. And then what happens, Bob?
You could be in the running for...
$1 million.
So why wouldn't you play? Coming up at 10 o'clock, 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Welcome back on a Monday. For us, anyway, we were... on vacation. That was nice. Good to sleep in. I slept in till 7. That's when my 15-month-old granddaughter decided she wanted to sing very loudly.
That's Aww. Why I don't invite people to my house.
From Frozen. Yeah, no?
That's the last time I vacationed with you two.
Wow. Right.
She knows Frozen, let me tell you.
Yeah. I slept till like
some high notes in Frozen. Does that look?
Yeah, 9 and 10.
Look at you.
Right?
Did you go to bed late, though?
No. I went to bed at like 9 or 10.
Oh, my God.
And you woke up at 9 and 10.
Yep.
That's 12. That's half your day.
I'm tired.
Okay. And grouchy.
Jeez.
Your vacation.
I need your sleep.
You need some more sleep.
It was so great. Sorry about your granddaughter. She is awfully cute, though.
She's
so
adorable.
She can get away
Caroline.
With it.
She does.
She's really cute.
Who else could just run around
screaming
in your house?
I'm going to try it one morning on a Saturday. Just singing Frozen at the top of my lungs and see how it goes over. I guess you have to be cute.
Yep, you got to be cute. Give me like 14 months. So we did watch a lot of movies. Couldn't go anywhere. Just every time we tried, it was, you know, and plus with a 14-month-old, they need their nappies. Mm-hmm. You can't just go out and,
like hanging out with LB.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have had right, why didn't you watch it?
I know. Good night. Oh, you want to take a couple of naps,
I think we need another nap. Mm-hmm. So saw a lot of movies, and I'm going to, we have a hit and a miss.
Okay.
So do you have a hit and a miss?
I have a hit and a miss.
All right, my hit and a miss is my hit on Netflix, surprisingly good, Will Ferrell in Univision. With Rachel McAdams, adorable.
Okay.
The movie, I expected it to really suck, but it was good.
It was good.
Surprisingly like in a good. Bad way or
yeah.
like a...
It was so bad.
Like in a Zoolander way.
Zoolander.
Yeah. Okay, all right,
I think
gotcha.
My wife said it was Zoolander meets... what's that movie where the kids are all singing?
High School Musical?
No, the other one. Ah, they made three of them. Pitch Perfect.
Oh,
she said
okay,
if
gotcha.
Zoolander and Pitch Perfect had a baby, it would be this movie.
Oh, all right.
That's pretty clever.
Nice baby.
Yeah.
Nice. Gets up at 7 a.m. and sings. That's
it. All right, that's my hit. The miss, avoid at all costs, Adam Sandler. We want to root for our local guy, but Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston in Murder Mystery.
I heard
so
it was
bad.
Awful.
So bad.
Yeah.
Like not
Ryan,
even...
how bad was it?
That
bad.
One's very bad. That's on the like Adam Sandler scale where he's just... paying to go on vacation with Jennifer Aniston
yes.
on a boat.
Yeah. Yep.
And they made a movie on while
movie.
They were
yep.
doing it.
Smart guy.
Does he know how to cast a wife,
he,
though?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
He does.
He can cast a wife.
And location specialist.
I did the same thing, but, you know, mine's real.
I know, I know. Right, exactly.
He had a bad mustache. Like, it was all.
And he was loud. And
everything in that. Was
avoid
bad.
Murder mystery, yeah. unless you beg to differ. All right, LBF, got a hit and a miss?
All right, I got a hit.
All right.
And it's called Palm Springs, and it's on Hulu, and it stars Andy Samberg, and it's kind of like a Groundhog Day situation where he's at a wedding and he can't leave. He's stuck in some sort of time-space continuum. I know you like
so
that.
So that's good.
Thing.
Do. Is there and a flush JK, capacitor involved?
No, but there's a goat and an explosive.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
And J.K. Simmons is in it. And it's actually, with the first of all, if you're
Simmons,
with your parents.
Wait a minute. Is J.K. Simmons the insurance guy?
Yes.
What insurance is that?
State Farm? No.
One of them.
He won an Academy Award.
For the commercial?
He's the yellow M&M.
He's the yellow M&M.
I got him.
That's what he got. Anyway, he's very good in this. if you're watching with your parents, though, the opening scene is a little bit jarring because it's jarring. I would be horrified if my dad was in the room. But when you get past that, it's fine.
It's called what?
Palm Springs.
Okay.
The one I rewatched and I'm giving it like a kind of a thumbs down to and I'm surprised. Mm. Jaws 2.
Oh, my God.
All right. What? I want to just say this. First of all, the mayor is still the mayor, and that's wrong.
Yeah.
And two, they treat Chief Brody so badly in that movie. Like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, this man encountered a shark, and they're still saying to him, you don't know what you're talking about?
Wow.
It's like, that's it, Jaws 2. You're off.
Well, there was no proof. He blew the shark up.
Where'd they film Jaws 2? Is that the one they made
Chuck
in Florida?
What?
Didn't they make that in Florida?
They did make it in Florida.
That's
and that's
the
other part I don't
like
about
see
it.
That. You want to see the cape?
You want to see the vineyard.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I love
hitting
about
a miss.
It. Yeah, hitting a miss.
All right, there you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.